with SON News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. During a brief news conference at the conclusion of the Alaska summit, President Trump says there is no deal on either a ceasefire or an end of the war in Ukraine, and more has to be done.
But we had an extremely productive meeting, and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said they had hammered out an understanding on Ukraine and warned Europe not to torpedo the nascent progress. Speaking moments later, Trump said he'd yet to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but that he'd be speaking to him and European leaders soon. He suggested there hasn't been a deal yet. Summer travelers are facing uncertainty as Air Canada flight attendants threaten to go on strike.
The airline has started canceling flights and plans to lock out workers, potentially halting all operations this weekend. The union, representing roughly 10,000 attendants, is at a standstill with Air Canada over pay hikes and unpaid labor during the boarding process. A complete shutdown could impact 130,000 passengers each day. Rich Thomason, Washington.
California is stepping into a national redistricting battle after President Trump urged Texas Republicans to redraw maps to maintain their U.S. House majority. California lawmakers will return to the state capitol on Monday to take up the partisan plan. State Democrats hold supermajorities in both chambers enough to act without Republican votes. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points, the Nasdaq dropped 87, the S&P lower by 18. This is SRN News. A victory for the state of Arkansas in court. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a new law banning sex change operations on children is constitutional and can remain in effect.
Writing for the majority, Circuit Judge Dwayne Benton said, quote, "The act does not discriminate on the basis of sex and regulates a class of procedures, not people. The act is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting the well-being of minors."
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. After decades of tensions between Muslims and Christians in Cyprus, a private group is seeking to build bridges. Greek and Turkish Cypriots have teamed up to restore grave markers at 15 civilian cemeteries on each side of the so-called Green Line, which cuts the Mediterranean island in half. Shattered granite crosses are strewn on the weed-choked Greek Cypriot cemeteries on the Muslim side. This is SRN News. A memorial tree in France has been destroyed.
The authorities vowed to track down and prosecute unknown attackers who chopped down an olive tree planted in homage to a French Jew murdered in 2006. The commemorative tree for Ilan Halimi, planted 14 years ago in a Paris suburb, was attacked Wednesday night, seemingly with a chainsaw. The local town posted a photo on its Facebook page showing the tree's leafy, bushy top completely severed from its base. Halimi was found naked, handcuffed and covered with burn marks near railroad tracks in the Essonne region, south of Paris, on February 13, 2006. He died on the way to the hospital after being held captive and tortured. French Prime Minister François Bayrou, in a post on X, said the olive tree was felled by anti-Semitic hatred. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.